Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Bird Show.
Today is the raise your hands poll, which is never comfortable for any of us.
No,
never.
This is where we get pretty real. We answer yes or no questions, but we actually don't verbally answer them. We raise our hand, whether it's yes or no, and producer Tracy will say which number of us have answered yes or no, but you have to go online to see the video of what the answers are. So it kind of makes it fun for us and
for you guys,
the mystery.
Real fun.
Well, we can be slightly anonymous with the answers.
And all of these questions today were all written by Burt Show members, mm-hmm. and they were sent to Tracy anonymously. So none of us have any idea who the question came from, but we just know that we'll hate each other in the next 10 minutes. So producer Tracy has the list. And again, as this works is she'll ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
We will raise our hands.
If it's a yes.
If it's a yes. Why are you looking at Jeff like that?
What?
I'm just nervous. I was just looking.
Oh, okay.
Are you thinking that he...
Did you guys come together on one question or something that you knew was really going
to
put somebody in a tight spot?
I swear to God, I don't know why she's looking at me like that and it's weird me
out. I was just looking around the room nervous and he's the only one that looked back.
See how a bit like this can make you totally paranoid?
Yes. What? Why are you
have you guys formed an alliance?
You just become Lord of the Flies.
It's like tribal council.
So Tracy will ask a question and we will all raise our hands if it pertains to us. And again, we don't tell you guys... who has their hands in the air? We just say how many of us do have our hands in the air. Then you go later on to the website and see who raised yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do this thing.
No.
No.
Okay.
In the past week, have you looked up an ex online?
Oh, wow.
1 out of 5 people said yes.
In the past week, can we modify that and stretch it out a little bit?
Okay. In the past month, have you looked up an ex online?
You have to answer in the same way, Bert.
Well, I'm looking around the room to see if anybody else is also, but yeah, I mean, it's obvious, okay. Yeah.
All right, 1 out of 5 people still said yes.
It's supposed to be about... anonymous, Jeff.
Oh, dude. Sorry.
Yeah. What about in the past year have you looked up an ex?
Oh.
4 out of 5 people said yes. All right, have all of your sick day excuses in 2008 been accurate? In other words, have you ever lied about why you were calling in?
Have you ever lied? In 2008?
Yes.
Have you lied
about why you weren't coming in?
When does that start, technically?
January 1st. That's when the year starts.
So did you call in sick and you weren't sick?
Right.
1 out of 5 people said they lied about being sick. Regardless of your relationship status, overall, would you rather sleep alone at night?
Say that again.
Huh?
I didn't get that.
Regardless of your relationship status, would you rather sleep alone at night? People are still thinking, honesty is the best policy. 1 out of 5 people said they would rather sleep alone at night.
1 out of 5 people might be calling in not sick tomorrow to discuss that situation.
We're
going to
rename this bit, Bury the Host, next time.
Do you think you're better looking than your partner? Or if you are single, would you say you were better looking than your last partner?
Oof.
Okay, the answer is unanimous. If the entire show were hanging off a cliff, would you save one particular person over any of the others?
As opposed to letting them all die? Is that an option?
I think there's one person that you would save first.
That you would specifically go for?
One particular person that you would save before saving the others?
I think you answered this for me a couple of years ago at our broadcast when I fell off, when I fell off the stage and you didn't even reach for me.
I panicked.
Let me ask a technical question. Are you counting intern staff? Like, are they hanging off as well?
You really do like Benjamin, don't you?
So did everybody answer that already?
I didn't see. Go ahead. Raise them again. 2 out of 5 people said yes. Anybody have a current friend that they don't really care for but still keep as a friend because they can advance your social status?
Hmm.
2 out of 5 people said yes. In the last year, have you thought about moving away from Atlanta?
You guys got to watch the video. Sometimes it expression speaks 1,000 words.
Okay, 2 out of 5 people said yes. Do you have money that your significant other doesn't know about, or if you're not in a relationship, have you hidden money from previous significant others? One person said yes. Over the past 6 months, do you like being at work more than you like being at your home?
Mm-hmm. Do you like being at work or working?
I guess you can...
rephrase the question.
Yeah, it definitely has to be rephrased.
Rephrase the question.
Can I have the origin of the word work? Can you use that question in a sentence?
Over the past 6 months, would you rather not be at home than be at home?
6 months starts when... How long was 6 months
Why are
ago?
You getting so mad at us, Tracy?
I'm just, these are your questions, not mine.
I know we're coming down on her for questions we wrote.
So would you rather not be at home is the question.
I guess, sure.
As a general rule, over the last 6 months, would you rather not be at home?
I don't know. Whoever's question it was, why don't you restate it?
Re-explain.
Because the question has changed over the last couple of seconds.
Yes.
Would you rather be at work than be at home? Be in this building than be at home?
Over the last 6 months.
One person said yes. Do you think you were overpaid?
Oh. Oh.
Okay. That's unanimous. Have you ever shoplifted anything? 2 out of 5 people said yes. Have you ever had a parent walk in on you during sex?
One of your own parents? Or just a parent?
Or
oh.
2 people said yes.
That's comfortable.
Is there something that you would want to tell one person on the show that you've never said before?
Hold on, don't go with that yet. I'm thinking.
Whoever wrote that's a
Has
decent
something
question.
To say.
Unless it's Jen.
All right, read it one more time.
Is there something that you would want to tell one person on the show that you have never said before? Everybody still thinking?
I stopped doing that about 30 minutes ago.
Okay, my final answer.
All right,
okay.
Time for a couple more.
One person said yes. Have you ever had sex with 2 different people on the same day? Okay, one person said yes.
Oh.
Have you ever stuck your finger down your throat after eating?
Jeff, you don't have to answer this.
Does that include after consuming massive amounts of alcohol before eating?
There's no asterisk. Either you have or you haven't.
No. You gotta raise your hand.
Can you specify?
Can you specify if you were sober doing it or hammered?
That makes a difference.
That makes a huge difference.
It does not. It's a very simple question.
Is tequila a food?
Restate the question again.
There's a big difference.
No, because
there.
The time for explanation is tomorrow or the next day. But if you have to answer yes to it, then you got to raise your hand.
All right, what is it again?
Have you ever stuck your finger down your throat after eating? Two out of five people said yes.
We can explain later.
In a couple days.
Okay. Maybe if we ever get around to the explanation.
If we revisit.
That's not at face value.
Yeah.
All right, two more questions. If you could do it all over again, would you choose a different career path? All right. That was unanimous.
It depends. Am I 7'4" and can I shoot a basketball?
Do you believe you're better looking than at least one other member of the Burt Show?
So, rephrase that.
There's
at least one member of the Burt Show that is uglier than you, is what you're saying.
Yes. Four out of five people said yes.
That's a good one.
Hey, do you want to ask the career path one specifically to Melissa now?
Can you repeat the question?
Aww. All right, so the video will be edited. It will be put up online. You can see how we all individually answered. You might be surprised by some of the answers and who said yes to what.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Not too shabby.
Good. You're on with the Burt Show in Atlanta right now.
Excellent.
And we just started. Hey, man, you got the movie coming out here, and we're going to talk to you about that in just a couple of minutes. But as we were reporting on the entertainment news today, sort of sighed like this. Oh, come on. What a load of crap.
Yeah, we read a story this morning, according to some of the tabloids, about your friendship with Angelina and that you guys are still really great friends and that somehow that is causing problems in her current relationship.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, we had a good laugh about that, but we had to bring it up to you.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I don't even keep up with that stuff, you know. I never know what's going on, but no, they've been saying that for a while. That, I mean, look, I talk to her every once in a blue moon. She's gone all the time.
Is it a pretty fair statement to say that? I mean, because you keep yourself out of the paparazzi and out of the spotlight. Like, if celebrities in Hollywood want to stay away from the paparazzi and out of the spotlight, it certainly can be done, right?
I do a pretty good job of it. I don't go out. I mean, when I go out, it's because I have to work. You know? Most of the time, I stay in the basement.
I got the sense, you know, just over the last couple of days and doing some research on you that you just sort of live above this thing. Like, you love acting, but I'm not sure that you're in love with the acting industry. Is that accurate, or am I way off base?
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not big on the biz, you know.
Do you think the business has gotten worse when it comes to pop culture and everybody being able to capture celebrities, you know, in candid photos and everything? Do you think it's gotten worse?
Yeah, I absolutely think it has. I mean, when you look at how much reality stuff is on television, you know, the only time they want to see celebrities on TV is over a scandal or when they've got problems or something. It's not like, you know, there are a lot of shows about celebrities saving puppies.
Right.
Right, and doing good things.
And also just the celebrityship or whatever is the most important thing. It's more important than what they do, you know. Yeah, I definitely think it's gotten worse over the years.
From the artist standpoint, is Hollywood making better movies? Are you encouraged by what you're seeing, or are you just discouraged by the movies that are coming out of Hollywood?
I think the last movie I saw was The Sting.
Oh, come on. Yes, come on.
I really don't go to movies. I take my kids to movies, you know, so I end up seeing, you know, those kind of things, like the Kung Fu Panda and stuff like that. You know, that's what I see.
Just based on scripts that you get, will you say there's a lot of great stuff out there, or is it mostly crappy stuff?
It's really hard to find a good script these days. And it also depends on what genre you're talking about. The independent films generally appeal to me more. What was good about Eagle Eye, this one here that I have out, is that it was a smartly written script and it was like a thrill ride movie, you know, and you rarely get both of those in one movie.
Can you ever imagine yourself doing a romantic comedy?
I wouldn't mind doing that. When you think about the ones from the 40s and stuff like that, you know, I mean, like Spencer Tracy and Bogart and those guys, one of those kind, maybe. I don't know, the ones they make these days are kind of stupid, but if I found the right one, you know, maybe me and Ruth Buzzy.
Just was reminded, wasn't she on the Emmys?
She was on the Emmys, yeah.
Those are the two Ruth Buzzy references in a week, which is more than we've gotten in a couple of years.
I know.
On the show.
So, Billy Bob, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your personal life, and you can let me know if that's okay, but you have been married several different times, five that I've read about, and you now say that you probably won't get married again.
That's pretty safe to say, yes.
Pretty safe to say. So through all of those different things, what do you think is the biggest theme you learned about relationships?
I guess that it's good to be friends if you're going to be in one that lasts very long, but not that good of friends.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in other words, you can't let it get stagnant.
Okay.
You know.
Pink said the same thing to us a couple of days ago. She said, you know what? I just don't think the marriage thing works for me.
Yeah. Well, obviously it doesn't for me.
It was not from a lack of trying. You certainly have tried. Well, tell us about the movie. Tell us about Eagle Eye. And you're real proud of this one?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's very intense. You know, it's one of those movies that grabs hold of you, doesn't let go. And like I said, normally I'm not an action movie kind of guy. I don't really do those kind of movies or watch them. And this one's really good. Shia is really a good actor for his age, you know. Really, really good.
How long into shooting a movie do you know if this thing is going to be really great or you're just going to be embarrassed by the product at the end of the day?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to tell, really. It's harder to tell which ones are going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually tell if one's going to be good and whether the critics are going to like it, that kind of thing. But it's really hard to tell whether people are going to go see them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, with Sling Blade, I thought, well, the critics are going to like this, you know, and 11 people will go see it. And that one turned out to, you know, be really surprising and a huge success. The same thing with Monsters Ball and Bad Santa. Those were all like that. And those are the kind of movies that I knew when we were making Bad Santa that this is going to be funny and strange. And I had the same idea about Simple Plan, Monsters Ball, you know, movies like that.
On the other end of that, which of your movies have done well that have really surprised you?
I think all of them. But, I mean, see, like, for instance, I wasn't surprised that Armageddon did well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's the kind of movie that people go see. You know, it's a big thing with a lot of stuff blowing up.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's the surprise star of Eagle Eye?
Yes, I don't know. I really don't. Well, you know what I like? How about me?
You're just damn surprised by how good you are in this
right,
movie.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Nice
Thank
talking
you.
To you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.